If I remember correctly, I started crying, and I think he was crying too. I really admired him for that. That was one time I let somebody see what I felt. It took a lot for him to do that, and it sort of said what this war was all about to me.
From A Piece of My Heart by Keith Walker. D. Me and a buddy were walking behind an English pub once, going back to our Canadian base, and we saw one of our planes come over, heading for an American base just across the valley. One of its engines was on fire, and we saw it hit the ground. We didn't know if it still had its bombs aboard, or if it was coming back from Germany, so we didn't dare go near it. I tried to phone the American base, but I couldn't get through. The line just didn't work. Fire brigades came from all over, but nobody dared to go near the plane because it was on fire, and we couldn't find out if it still had its bombs and tanks full of petrol. The crew couldn't get out, and we could hear the men screaming and shouting, and there was nothing we could do because of the bombs. They died, 5 of them. Then we found out later it was on a training mission.
From 6 War Years by Barry Broadfoot.